Sie hören eine Predigt von New City Wien.
You are listening to a sermon from New City Wien.
So recently we've heard the word fake news or the words fake news said a lot. We've heard how people are using like a platform such as Facebook for spreading made up stories. And some people have been doing this to discredit a political candidate from their same country. Maybe from somebody from a different political party. And some have done it to disrupt an election in another country. And this is annoying. But it's far more than just that. It's really dangerous. Because we need reliable sources of news. We need accurate accounts of world events. And the people who put out fake news, they're undermining the credibility of what we read online. So it's really important that we have reliable news. So that we can know, for instance, how that we can intelligently vote. But there's things that are even more important than elections. And certainly things more important than celebrity gossip. How can we know for certain about the big questions of life? How can we know the answers to questions such as who is God? How can I know him? What is the meaning of life? What can I expect after death? We need a solid foundation so that we can know these things. News that we can trust. Well, over 2,000 years ago, there was a Greek man, a Gentile named Theophilus. And he had heard news about the great questions of life. He had heard about the man Jesus Christ, about his miracles, his life and death, his resurrection. But he had some doubts, some uncertainties. How can I know for certain that these things are true? So then there was another Greek named Luke. He was a historian and physician. And he went to record an accurate historical account of the life of Jesus. It's called the Book of Luke, or the Gospel according to Luke. So if you're here today to learn more about Jesus, or if you're skeptical about Christianity and you're just kind of curious, you came in. Or if you're already a Christian, but you have questions or doubts, then maybe you have something in common with this man, Theophilus. You want to be sure that the things that are said about Jesus are true. Then the book of Luke is written for people like you. So let's go to the source material. To Luke chapter 1, 1-4. All the way to the beginning of the book. We can read it in both languages. Here's God's word. Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the things that have been accomplished among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word have delivered them to us, it it seemed good to me also, having followed all things closely for some time past, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus. That you may have certainty concerning the things you have been taught. Let's pray. Father, for those of us who have doubts and uncertainties, I pray that as we look and study your word, we might have certainty of the person and the work of Jesus Christ. We pray in his name. Amen. So we just read the very opening words of the book of Luke. And one scholar has called this book the most beautiful book ever written. So my wife and I obviously agree because we named our firstborn Luke. And over the next few months, through the Advent season and on through Easter, we're going to be looking at Jesus as recorded in the book of Luke. And Luke is a great book to look at for this time period. Because more than any book in antiquity, you find a lot written about the birth of Jesus. And the book goes on and we read all about the life and suffering and death of Jesus Christ. His miracles and his teachings and his resurrection. So a perfect way to end as we get ready to go to Easter. And you say, I'm just not that familiar with the Bible. But you probably know a lot more about Luke than you realize. So, like I said, Luke is the one who tells us about the birth of Jesus. He's the one who's talking about the shepherds, the angels, the manger. Perhaps you've heard of the Good Samaritan. Luke tells us about that. Like Samaritabund. Or the prodigal son, also known as the prodigal or the lost son, plural. Both of these parables Jesus told and Luke recorded. So that's just a little bit about the book of Luke, but just a few more words about the author himself. So he was a highly educated man of his day. A doctor, historian, and he paid very close attention to detail. He was a research student who carefully documented all of his writing. And he wrote in the first century, soon after the death and resurrection of Christ. He gathered eyewitness accounts to compile his historical records. So let's look through this text that we read and look phrase by phrase through it to see how Luke makes his case, how he explains to most excellent Theophilus. Luke chapter 1:1. Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the things that have been accomplished among us. So this tells us that Luke is not only the author of the book, but it really was a group effort behind it. As a historian, Luke drew on other reliable sources. He says many have undertaken to compile the narrative. Literally, in Greek, that says many have put their hand to it.
Griechischen würde das heißen, viele haben ihre Hand drauf gelegt.
Now, Luke was the one who wrote it.
Lukas hat es geschrieben.
But he borrowed from written sources that were reliable.
Aber er hat sich herausgenommen aus geschriebenen Quellen, die
And let's not forget that the ancient world didn't have the printed textbook. Written texts were literally written texts. And they were few and far between. So the fact that many had written accounts of Jesus shows us the tremendous importance of the story of Jesus. And they wanted to get it right. And Luke puts it, things that have been accomplished among us. Because Luke had a deep sense that it's God's story of God's plan. And he wanted to get it right. Then in verse 2 he says this. Just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word have delivered them to us. Luke was uniquely equipped to be the author of this history of Jesus. Now, he wasn't a disciple of Jesus during Jesus' earthly ministry. Matthew and John, two of the other gospel writers, were. But he was a Gentile convert to Christianity. A Gentile writing to other Gentiles. And very meticulous in what he did. He had excellent opportunities to obtain all the information contained in the books. Because he was an intimate friend and travel companion of the Apostle Paul. Through his travels with Paul and actually staying with Paul, he spent years together with Paul. And he had contact with the other apostles. So Luke gathers these sources who were first-person eyewitnesses. And he goes on to share more of his process. He says, it seemed good to me also, having followed all things closely for some time past, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus. He followed the life story of Jesus. All the way from his birth, going to the temple at age 12. And in particular, about 3 years of his life and ministry. On to his suffering, death, and resurrection. And actually, half of the material that Luke writes, you don't find in any of the other gospel accounts. And if you look at just pages, not chapters, Luke wrote more, a larger book than any other author in the New Testament. And he did it for one person. Theophilus. We're like, wow. Yeah, that's crazy. Actually, Luke was only volume one. In volume 2, Luke wrote the book of Acts. So all this material written for one person. What does this tell us? God, of course, had greater things in mind than simply for Theophilus to hear this message. He had more in mind. But he didn't have any less in mind. What I mean by that is that God cared about this Theophilus so much that he sent Luke to write this account for him. And how many of us excellent Theophiluses here in the room that God also sent his message to right now? Because God cares about us individually. Of course, Jesus came to die for the world.
Ja, Jesus kam, um die Welt zu sterben.
But he's also coming for you personally.
Aber kommt auch für dich persönlich.
And he knows that for Theophilus and for us,
und weiß, dass für Theophilus und auch für uns,
so that we can believe,
damit wir glauben,
we need to have a reliable account.
Brauchen wir einen zuverlässigen Bericht.
No fake news.
Keine, fake news.
No political spin, that's
reinwaschen.
It's quite ridiculous if we think about the political news of the day. If you were to watch a campaign ad, or if you watch a press conference, those who work for a particular candidate can only ever say positive things about that candidate. And only negative things about the other candidate. No doubts are ever allowed to be expressed. Every misstep and problem of the opponent is exposed. And every one of your own candidate is covered up. If a supporter or advisor says something critical about their candidate, they find themselves fired. And if a newspaper reporter criticizes a candidate too much, lo and behold, they're not invited to another interview. Doubts are silenced. And all negative stories are reconstructed or ignored so that we don't damage our candidate's image. Reconstructed. We call it spin, the Einwaschen. We look at the book of Luke. And we're going to be doing that over the next several weeks. I think as we do that, we're going to be amazed at how free from spin this book is. The book tells the absolute truth. With all of the dirt. The book blatantly records doubts of people who encounter Jesus. When an elderly childless couple, and we're going to talk about this in the next coming weeks, how they're told that they're going to have a baby boy. This boy was going to be John the Baptist. The husband and father, Zechariah, says this. How should I know this for certain? I'm an old man. My wife is advanced in years. Again, just showing the doubts. But how about Mary? When she's told that she's going to give birth to Jesus, she doesn't say, fantastic, I believe. She says, how can this be? Because I'm a virgin. And when Jesus announces his ministry in his own hometown, in Nazareth, Luke tells us this. All those in the synagogue were filled with rage as they heard these things. How about Jesus' closest friends? His disciples. They had moments of doubt. Doubting Thomas. Peter, who denied Jesus three times. And Judas, who betrayed him. And all of these things are recorded in the book of Luke. And you think if you're trying to write an account, trying to persuade people about Jesus, I want to get you to believe it. Maybe be tempted to put, you know, all of the doubts aside and say, and everyone believed Jesus all of the time. Why would Luke record so much doubt surrounding Jesus? Any guesses? Because Jesus doesn't need to be elected. He doesn't need spin. Some will be convinced and others not. Some start off as skeptics and then they later believe. And others are believers but have seasons of doubt. And what I'm trying to say is that for all of us here today, is that Jesus is patient with doubt. He's patient with your doubt. He takes time with skeptics. And you say, you know, I've got doubts. Well, you're not the first one. And you won't be the last. It's just important to bring your doubts to Him. And give Him the chance to show Himself to you. So whether you're here trying to learn more about Jesus, or you're skeptical, or if you're already a Christian, I think this study will benefit you. I think it will benefit all of us. Because every time we do a deep study of the person and work of Jesus, He surprises us again. This book, whether you're a Christian or not, is an exciting read. And I think there's something in here for everybody. For those who want more joy in our lives, there's a strong note of joy from the beginning to the end of the book. For those who are concerned with injustice in society, Luke tells us how Jesus loved outcasts and reached out to them. For those who are weary or mistrustful of institutional religion, Jesus shows himself to be radically countercultural. And he enters the very temple in Jerusalem. And he overturns the money tables. People who are trying to sell religion. Through the words that Jesus spoke. Through the concern for the poor and hurting and for moral failures. Through the miracles that he performed. Ultimately by offering up his life at the young age of 33. Jesus deeply rocked the religious establishment in his day. And brought hope and healing to many, not only in the first century, but also to millions of people around the world today. So I invite you to come over the next several weeks and months and learn more about Jesus as we study the book of Luke together. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for recording the life and ministry of Jesus in the four gospel accounts. Help us to read them and to study them. To get to know you better. And that it would change our lives. Answer our doubts. Draw us to yourself. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.